Sparky's homemade newspaper, the Daily Weekly, really had a headline for its first edition because the widow, Daffodil Dewey, was kidnapped from the church, right before her wedding to our good friend, Mayor Plumfront. You can imagine the excitement in our old hometown of Cincinnati when that happened. Everyone was up in arms. What had really happened? Where did the widow go? Who kidnapped her? And what was the mayor going to do? As today's episode begins, Yuki Butcha and I and Sparky are in our living room in Cincinnati.
Daily Weekly Printing Shop.
What's the lad talking about on the telephone there, Big Job?
Search me, Yuki. Something to do with the newspaper his club puts out. You know, the Daily Weekly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And have you got the whole story about how she was kidnapped right on the front of the paper?
Sounds like the lad might be talking about Miss Dilly being kidnapped there.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, all right,
Yuki. The story's so long and exciting that it covers almost half a page. Oh, the first page and half a page, too.
Oh, boy.
Good. Yeah, this is the most exciting news story we've ever had in our newspaper. And reporter Scoop Sparky was there, right on the spot to report it.
Oh, boy, reporter Scoop Sparky.
I wonder how the police are making out on the case, Big John.
I don't know. I haven't heard any first-hand information lately, only what I've written in the newspaper. The real newspaper, that is, not Sparky's.
Yeah, okay, Maxie. Yeah, I'll see you in a little while. Yeah, so long.
Maxie Fenster, was it, Sparky?
Yeah. He just finished printing up the first edition of our newspaper, the Daily Weekly, with the story in it all about how Miss Dilly was kidnapped at the church.
I see. And where are you going, young man?
Now I'm going down to Maxie's garage and take a look at the paper.
Well, now wait just a minute. You stick around a while. Yuki and I want to talk to you. You can go up to Maxie's later.
Yeah, okay. What do you want?
Sparky, what do you think of Miss Dilly being kidnapped?
What do I think of Miss Dilly being kidnapped?
Yes.
Well, it's really something, isn't it?
Yes, that's the least you can say about it. It is something, huh?
Oh, boy, excitement at last. Boy, I sure didn't think the Mayor Plumfront's wedding would turn out like this, did you?
No, it didn't. Neither did anyone else. Right, Yuki?
Yeah, right. 100% correct.
Sparky, you didn't want Mayor Plumfront to get married, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought the mayor was too nice to get married.
Mm-hmm. And, if I recall, you didn't like Miss Dilly too well either, did you?
Oh, Big John, come on now. I didn't dislike Miss Dilly. I thought she was a nice lady, but nothing personal or anything like that. It's just that I didn't think the mayor should marry her.
I see. But you don't feel too badly about her being kidnapped.
Oh, no, this is fun. I mean, just think of all the excitement we're going to have trying to figure out who kidnapped her and how to rescue her and all stuff like that. Boy, it's just like on a mystery program on the TV.
I suppose you know the mayor and none of us think that this is fun. We're very concerned about Miss Dilly. There's no telling what kind of danger she might be in.
Ah, there's nothing to worry about, Big John.
Yeah?
Sure.
How do you know?
Well, she'll be found.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Look, I told you this was just like on TV. They always find a kidnapped person on TV, don't
they?
Well,
this isn't TV. This is real life. Real life. And when a person is kidnapped, they're usually in danger.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll find the story all right.
You sound very sure of yourself.
Sure. There's nothing to worry about. The situation is well in hand. Just leave it up to the staff of the Daily Weekly. Don't worry about a thing. When this story is found, you can read all about it in the Daily Weekly.
Before the other newspapers have the story, I suppose?
Sure. Well, can I go over to Maxie Fenster's house now, Ray John?
Yeah, go ahead. Go on, run along.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later, Yuki. I'll be back before you leave. Stick around a while. I want to talk to you after that.
Yeah, all right, lad. Just run along. What have you got up your sleeve there, Big John?
Just a minute, Yuki. Wait until Sparky gets out of the house. Ah, there he goes. Okay, he's gone now, Yuki.
Yeah, you got something up your sleeve, Big Todd. Why were you asking Sparky all those suspicious-sounded questions?
Well, Yuki, I hate to admit it, but I have a very horrible suspicion.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, much as I dislike saying it, and startling as it may sound, I suspect that Sparky knows more about the kidnapping of Miss Dilly than anyone thinks. I hope I'm wrong. But, well, I just hope I'm wrong, that's all.
Now, Big John, how could the lad know any more about the kidnapping of Miss Dilly than the police force does?
Yugi, before the mayor's wedding day got here, Sparky just kept going around here all the time saying that he wished that he could figure out a way to keep the mayor from getting married. Did you ever stop to think that Sparky may have arranged to have Miss Dilly kidnapped?
Ah, Big John, Sparky wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, no, he wouldn't do it, knowing the seriousness of the crime, but he's only a little boy. I mean, he and those kids in this club, they've done some pretty fantastic things in their time. Maybe they came up with some idea, fantastic as it may sound.
Ah, Big John, I don't think so. I think you're wrong there.
Well, I hope I am.
Yes, I think you are. Now, if you ask me, Big John, here's my opinion of this here case. The widow Dilly was standing back there in the rear of the church, you see, getting ready for the wedding, and Mama Crossfire was out there. Next thing you know, Mama Crossfire looked out the back door of the church, and there was this here man running away from the church, carrying Miss Dilly to his waiting getaway car. And Miss Dilly is screaming and kicking her legs into the air, and this here feller dumps her into the automobile.
Wait a minute, I think that was Sparky who just came in the front door.
Hey, Big John, Big John. Wowie, hey, take a look at this. Take a look at the front page of our daily weekly newspaper here.
You have the whole story about Miss Dilly, I suppose.
Yeah. Boy, look at the headline. See this? Mayor Plumfront left standing at the altar. And then down here it says, on Mayor Plumfront's wedding day, his charming bride, the widow... High school widow, Big John.
W-I-D-O-W.
Yeah, there's no N in it, is there?
No.
Boy. It's supposed to be the widow, Miss Daffodil Dilly, was kidnapped from the church.
Hey, Sparky, what else do you know about this kidnapping?
What do you mean, what else do I know? Big John, everything I know about it is right here in the Daily Weekly. If you want to know what I know, just read the paper, because I wrote this story.
Everything you know is there?
Sure.
Does it tell who and why? Who kidnapped Miss Dilly and why she was kidnapped?
Well, look, Big John, if I knew that, the case would be solved.
Well, there you are, Big John. That should prove that what you think is wrong.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Oh, telephone ring, Big John.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. I'll get it. Excuse me, Yuki.
Yeah, go right ahead there.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mayor. How are you? Any news?
Oh, it's Mayor Pumper.
Yeah, maybe the police have found some clues.
What? Well, for goodness sakes, that settles it. She was kidnapped.
Did you hear that, Yuki? I bet the police did find some clues.
That much? Well, what are you going to do? Where are you ever going to get that kind of money?
Money? Uh-oh. Guess the kidnappers want a ransom.
Well, you just stay at home, Mayor. We'll come over there right now. Now, we'll figure out something. Don't worry. Don't worry, old friend. Okay. Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Did the police find some clues, Big John?
No, but the mayor just received a ransom note from the kidnappers. They want $250,000 ransom.
$250,000? Wow.
Hey, where's the mayor going to get that much money?
That's what the mayor's wondering. Come on, boys. We're all going over to the mayor's house right now and try to help him figure out what to do.
Yeah, come on. Let's get over there. I'm going to get this story for my newspaper, the Daily Weekly. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. $250,000. That's a lot of money to ask for ransom. Boy, those kidnappers really mean business, don't they? Wowee. What a story this has turned out to be for our newspaper. And I wonder how we're going to solve this mystery. This is really something. I never knew anyone who was kidnapped, did you? Well, I see Yuki and Big John have their hats and coats on, and they're ready to go over to the mayor's house. I better go along. I'll see you later, kids. So long.